Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim on the Sugi of Yeshivas Vamidas HaDayanu Vali Dinim, Siyata Dishmaya. We've already had seven Shiurim, and we've seen Grace and Aflos Mitaras Hashem Yisbarach, and it's been amazing. And Bezrat Hashem, Anachnu Namshich, V'nireh Od Neflaot. In the Gemara in Maseches Shavuos and Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us to visu the Rafuna, Habaladina Kami de Rav Nachman, Amar Hechi Navit. The wife of Rafuna had a trial pending before Rav Nachman. Nachman said, "What should we do? Yaikom Mekama, if I stand before her in deference to her status as an Eishes Chaver, so then Mistatmin Taina say to Baldina." So then the claims of the other litigant will be suppressed, as it will be mistaken as a display of preference for the wife of Rav Huna, since not everyone is aware that one is required to show deference to the wife of a Torah scholar. So it won't be fair. People are going to think I'm giving her special covet, the other side, and he's not going to be able to make the proper claim. So I can't stand. But I cannot stand. Why not? Because Eishes Chaver is Gechaver, so I have to stand. So he said to his servant, his attendant, go outside. Go outside and cause a duck to fly and cast it onto me. And in that way I'll be forced to arise in a manner that will fulfill the obligation to rise without intimidating the other litigant. Frak the Gemara of Amar Mar Machlokes B'Shas Masav Mandel B'Shas Gemar Din Tivrei Hakol Dayanu V'Yeshiva U'Bali Dinim Be'Amido. So the Gemara says, but doesn't Rav Huna say that the dispute between Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan, where the litigants are required to stand, is only at the time of deliberation? But at the time of the verdict, everybody agrees that the judges issue the verdict while sitting, and the litigants received the verdict while standing. So how then can Rav Nachman allow himself to stand? B'shas Gemar Din, you're not allowed to stand. So how can he possibly stand for this woman, for Eishes Chaver, for the wife of Rav Huna? So the Gemara responds that one may fulfill both requirements in a case where he sits like one who unties his shoe. The Yosef commanded Shari Misani, Bar Mishponi Atazak, Shtan Tachayiv. You can fulfill both requirements where you sit like one who unties his shoe, neither completely standing nor completely sitting. So and so you're innocent, so and so you're guilty. So that's enough in order to, you could do that, B'Shas Gemar Din. So that's what he's doing. He's not going to stand up like for the bird thing, but he's going to instead do the tying of the shoe thing. So he's not completely sitting, but he's also not completely standing. For Ektoisvis, Afa Gavda Yochalo Yeshiva, why didn't you have her sit? So let her sit, like we find soon in the Gemara, that you have an essay of Kavod HaTorah, it says Kavod HaTorah. So let her sit. So we could say that he didn't want to sit her down, in order not to seal off the tainus of Rabal Din, even B'Shas Gemar Din, and even though he finished the tainus, maybe there is no essay of Kavod HaTorah after the Eishes Chaver's husband died, like in this case. But until his first answer, he didn't want to be saying the tainus of the Baal Din, even Mishas Gemara Din, even though he finished the Tainas. So, even though he already finished making his Tainas, but maybe he has a new Taina to make. So even Bishas Gemara Din, if you sit her down, it's going to be Soisim his Tainas. So we don't want to sit her down. So that's why, according to the first Taurus, we don't want to sit her down, because it's going to be Soisim his Tainas. And therefore, he didn't sit her down, but rather he stood before her. That is the Tosfos. So that's why he didn't want to sit her down, in order not to be associated in the tainas of the other side. The Maharsha, there in the Gemara, there on Tosfos, asks, why didn't he stand? And see the lashon of the Maharsha. He writes, "Miu akati kashe." It's still difficult. My kashile. Mehad Dainin be yeshiva. What's the difficulty about the fact that you have to judge be yeshiva? Hechi havakayim. How is he able to stand? Right, that's the kash of the Gemara. Gemara says machlokes b'shas masuman, b'shas gemardin. They have to sit the dayanim be yeshiva. So what's the difficulty that the Dayanim are B'yeshiva, and therefore how could he stand? Ha'ikal ha'meimar, the essay to cover that Torah Adif. We could answer simply that the essay of cover that Torah is preferable. U'lahachi ha'ya'oimed mipaneha shehaisa eishes chaver. He was standing in front of her because she was an eishes chaver. Because the essay of cover that Torah was Adif. So, what's the problem? The Gemara is a problem. The Gemara first says that he's going to stand. And then the Gemara says, Ma pitom, you have to sit. So the Maharsha asks, Ma bayashim lam tzrich l'shevet? The essay of Kavod HaTorah is Adif. In this way, if he stands, so he's mekayim the essay of Kavod HaTorah. V'yesh liyashe lo neima d'essay the Kavod HaTorah adiv b'chai gavna. T'le kaman b'talmud chacham d'beiza essen b'gufe. Tov lo lavor b'essay d'amit d'amoda k'dei l'kayim essay the Kavod HaTorah v'leishe. Abel essay d'anin v'yeshiv lo nitches v'pne essay the Kavod HaTorah shel acher. The answer of the Maharsha is that we can't say that the essay of Kavod HaTorah is adif in such a case. Because later on, we're talking about a Talmud Chacham, where both essay and arbegufe. So better be over on the essay of Hamada, of standing up to Talmud Chacham, in order to be mekayim the essay of Kavod HaTorah. So they let the Talmud Chacham sit. So both of the Essim are with the body. In other words, the Talmud Chacham should really be standing. But in order to be Mekayim the essay of Kavod HaTorah, we're going to let him sit. They're both Beguf Shel Talmud Chacham. But the essay, the Dainan be Yeshiva, Lo nitches mipnei essay de kavod haTorah shel acher. But the essay that we have to judge somebody while sitting, that is not pushed off because of the essay of kavod haTorah. those Kavratar with the Dayan, with the Talmud Chacham. So it's either that he's sitting or he's standing. So we say that the essay of Kavratar of him standing is docha the essay of Kavratar that he's sitting is docha the mitzvah that the Baal Din has to stand. So that's fine. However, when it comes to this Eishes Chaver, we wanted to say let the judge stand. That doesn't work, because the essay that he has to judge sitting isn't pushed off because of the essay of Kavod HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah is only mevatel the din of Yeshivas HaBaal Din, but it's not mevatel the din of Yeshivas HaDayin. Because again, that's when we're dealing with the Baal Din sitting, so that is in his body. And if he would stand out Baal Din, so that's also in his body. So the mitzvah of his body, giving his body Kavod HaTorah for him to sit, is doche, the mitzvah of the Baal Din to stand. But here, we're dealing with two different gufim. In other words, we're dealing with the judge. We want to say, let the judge stand. Let the judge stand in order to show her Kavod HaTorah. But his mitzvah of sitting is not pushed off by the mitzvah of being mechabed her Torah. These are two different people. It's not both on the same person. If it's both on the same person, then one is docha the other, meaning his mitzvah to stand, his mitzvah to of Kavod HaTorah, that his Torah should be honored, is docha his mitzvah of standing. That's the Baal Din. But here we want to be docha the judge's mitzvah to sit for her Kavod HaTorah, that we don't do, and tell him to stand. That's the Maharsha. Aval lafi dvareinu, that we've been speaking about until now in the previous shiurim, lechora eino terutz, shehre lafi ma shenitbaer begavne she'ed u'talmud chochem, u'me'id b'yeshiva, shuv en kol inyan b'yeshivas hadayin. Based on what we explain, in an instance that the aid is a talmud chochem, and he's testifying while in a sitting posture, there's no inyan. B'yeshivas hadayin. She'enin en yom mitzad etzim yeshiva, is no inyan for the dayin to sit. Because it's not that we're interested in the dayin sitting. We're interested in the aid standing before the sitting dayin. But if anyway it ain't happening, because the aid is going to be sitting, and he's not going to be standing, so then it really doesn't matter what the judge does. Baal Kolcheinu, Shikam Din Zebatul Mitzad Kavod HaTorah. So it must be that we're Mevatel this din of the sitting of the judge Mitzad Kavod HaTorah. Because now it doesn't matter. Once the Baal Din is sitting, Alts Talmud Chacham, so then it really doesn't matter what the judge does. Because since we have this mitzvah of Kavod HaTorah, now the judge can even stand. He doesn't have to sit anymore. So what does it mean when the Maharsha says? The Maharsha says not like that. The Maharsha says that once you have the union of Kavod HaTorah, so it only works mitzad, the person whose Torah you're being mechabed, Baal Din, but not the judge. The judge has to keep his sitting posture. You see, not like that. According to what we're saying, once the Baal Din is sitting, as Talmud Chacham, so then the judge can also, he can stand now. Doesn't have to sit. So you see that it is mevatel because there's no more hierarchy. Speaking about the hierarchy, that the judge has to be higher than the person, but the moment he's not, because the person's already sitting, so memela, the judge can already stand. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he sits, he stands, because we already were mevatel the hierarchy, because now the person is sitting. There's no more special cover for the judge. So this is not like all of our mahalach is not like the Maharsha. Because the Maharshal wants to say that the self called self, even if the Maharshal wants to say that it can't be. That the essay of Kabbalah Torah is Mevatel Yeshivas Hadayin, and therefore you can't have him stand. Yes, it is. We've been saying that the essay of Kabbalah Torah is Mevatel Yeshivas Hadayin. Because once you're Mevatel, we saw by Talmud Chacham, if he's sitting, then the judge can already stand. Judge doesn't have to sit, because you're mevato the hierarchy. So you see that the essay of Kabbalah Torah is mevato the din yeshivas hadayin. So again, the Maharshal was asked by the Eishes Reb Nachman to let him stand, and this way he's giving, she's not standing before him. So now they're on equal footing. Let him stand. He said, no, no, no. It's not mevato the essay of Kabbalah Torah. It's only mevato the din yeshivas baal din. It's not mevato the din yeshivas hadayin. Yes, it is. So we see now, like the everything we're saying now, we see the Maharshal is not learning like that. The Maharshal is learning that it's not an Indian of hierarchy, and the Dayan has to sit no matter what. Even if we allow the Baal Din to sit, the Dayan still has to sit. So it's not an Indian of a hierarchy. So that's Shaloikin is Bar. See from the Maharshal that these are two inyanim bifnei atzma, two separate inyanim. There's the way the Baal Din acts, out to the Kabbalah Torah of the Baal Din, and then there's the inyan of the Dayan. So even if the Baal Din is sitting, but the Dayan still has to sit, even though there's going to be no hierarchy, we still need the Dayan. No matter what, we need the Dayan to be sitting. And for her Kabbalah Torah, he can't stand. You need the Dayan to sit. So until now, we've been learning that out's Kabbalah Torah. We are Mevatel the din of the Dayan, of the sitting Dayan. And now we see in the Maharshal, no, because he says Mitzat Kabbalah Torah, we don't allow him to stand. You see that mitzad Kabbalah Torah, we are mevata, we're not mevata the din of Yeshivas Hadayim. So it's not like we've been saying until now. And whatever the Baal Din is doing, but that doesn't make a difference for the Dayan. The Dayan has to sit. So two different inyanim. So the Maharshal also asked that why didn't Rav Nachman have the other Baal Din sit? In other words, Kiloshin Marsha says there, Akati Amailo Hoshiva, let her sit. Bosib Nami Le Baldina, let the other side sit also. We see later on in the Gemara. Let them both sit, and that's not going to be same time Yosef. Let them both sit. So the Gemara says, so the Maharsha answers, no, you can't let them both sit, because the less is ever gemara b'shas masu man below b'shas gemara din. The honey of the command matzim alukum b'tchilas din. V'chein aviu b'kushias and mehid amrina b'samach d'aseh the kabbalat Torah adif. Dairi be'edim demi gemara din. But the honey of the command of shivut hamelacham matzim alukum shapir dafka b'tchilas din. So the answer of the Maharsha is. The Gemara says this only v'shas masu matin. In other words, this whole inyan of sitting them both down is only talking about when they're having the discussion, but not at the end. V'shas gemara din, they have to stand. And what does the Maharsha mean? What he means is that B'shask Mardin Ein Yeshiva Ela Haideh Esei Dekabra Torah. ואסי זה הרי ישנו רק אצל התאמר חכם ולא אצל השק נגדה. לכן אפשר להשיב על פי שמסחייב כן מצד כבד התורה של התאמר חכם. So his answer is that בשעס גמר דין, why is there yeshiva? Because you have the essay of כבד התורה. That's the only way you could have yeshiva. מצד the essay of כבד התורה. And this essay only applies to the תאמר חכם. And not to the other guy. Right? The other guy is not a Talmud Chacham, doesn't have the din of Kavadat Torah. And this essay of Kavadat Torah only applies again to the Talmud Chacham, and it doesn't apply to the other guy. L'chein yivshar lo shivo. And therefore you can't sit him down, even though you have to, mitzad the Kavod HaTorah of the Talmud Chacham. You can't sit Satcha Kenegdo down b'shas HaGemar Din, because there's no union of Kavod HaTorah. So it's not an option to sit them both down. In other words, Tosis, what the Marshal wanted to say, that let them both sit. And he says, no, because B'shas Gemar Din, the only one who could possibly sit is the Talmud Chacham, not the Tzad Shekenegdo. And therefore, because he gave the essay of Kavod HaTorah for the Talmud Chacham, not for the other side. And therefore you can't sit down the other side, even though it's Mischayev Kain, Mitzad HaKavod HaTorah of the Talmud Chacham. So they can't both sit. So then both sitting is not an option. Based on what we said, there's a big tzad to say, V'rim klapei tzad echad mi ba'alei ha-din, ein miskayim ha-din shel ha-hevdil shebein ha-dayan mi ba'alei din, ayidei zeh she'echad mi yoshev machmas ha-din shel Kavod HaTorah. If vis-a-vis one side of the ba'alei din, one of the litigants, there's going to be no distinction, no differentiating between the Dayan and the Baalei Din, because they're both going to be sitting. Because the Dayanim are sitting out Dayanim, and he's going to be sitting out Kavod HaTorah. Harei shuv kvar eino maila ve'eino moirid midi amidas ha-Baalei Din ha-acher. It doesn't matter whether the other guy stands or sits. Because if he just stands, there's going to be no kiyum that's mischayv mitzad mahalach hayachad shel baal din oimdim ledin lebein adam and itzach letzuras hadin. Now, as we said, that what's the whole word of the baal dinim standing and the judges sitting? The whole word is that that's the seder hadin, that's the tzuras hadin, that there has to be this yachas of kavod. That the Baalei Dinim are standing and the Dayanim are sitting. But it's not a Din Prati klapei kol gavra v'gavra shehu Baal Din al amid. It's not an independent Din on each Baal Din that he has to stand. V'klapei kol gavra v'gavra shehu Dayan al ha-yeshiva, that every Dayan has to sit. Not a Din on every gavra of the Baalei Dinim they have to stand and every gavra of the Dayan that they have to sit. It's one Inyan. There has to be a proper Yachas between those who are Mekoyvei the Din and those who are Mekabel the Din. And that's why, same thing like Abay Hados Eidim, and therefore this Din is brought in the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the 21st Perek, and not in Hilchos Eidus, because it's not a Din in Eidus, it's a Din Boifin Vetsuras Hadin. And Lemaisa, once it's not Miskayim, since Kalkel HaKol, the whole thing is messed up. And therefore the Maharsha's Teretz is no good. As the Maharsha says, that you can't sit them both down because it's good to go by the Talmud Chacham. It's not good to go by the other guy. No, you're makalkel tzuras hadin. Once you're makalkel tzuras hadin, so it's done. You can't. Once one of the Baalei Dinim is sitting, so then it no longer has the proper yachas. And so you don't no longer have the proper yachas. So then the other side can sit also. So then this Maharsha wouldn't work. So the Achronim were Medayik, the Tumim in Sivkot and Dalet and Mishkan Ha'edus. In Shaar Beis, Perek Gimel, they're Medayik from the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yud Zayin Siv Beis, the Taka of the other side can stand. Can sit. If the Talmud Chacham is sitting, the other side can sit also. Because even though the Marashah is correct, that the Kabbat HaTorah only applies to the Talmud Chacham who can sit, why should the other side be able to sit? But like we said, there's no inyan in the Amidah of the other guy because we already were Makalkal Tzuras Hadin. But the Tosis and Marashah L'Shitasan, we saw Le'inyan Yeshivas Hadayin B'Yeshivas Ha'ed. So we saw before that it's an independent din copy of the dayanim. That's what we saw on the first stickle. That the Marashah was bothered that he could have stood. And let her stand. Let the judge stand like she stand like she's standing out to Kabbat HaTorah. The judge is going to show her Kabbat HaTorah because she's an Eishes Chaver. That was the Marashah's kasha. And the Marashah's teretz was, no, can't do that. Why not? Because that's only when. It's the mitzvah of the Talmud Chacham. It's either him sitting or him standing. So we say that his Kabbat HaTorah is adif, and therefore he should sit over his din of a baal din to stand. So there we allow him to sit. Not as far as the dayan is concerned. As far as the dayan is concerned, the dayan can't stand. We said, wait a second, we're a makalkal liyachas already. If the aid is a Talmud Chacham, he's made be yeshiva, so there's no inyan anymore for the dayan to... There's no inyan for the dayan to sit. Because you're not going to have the proper yachas anymore. So the dayan sitting is not mal and not morid. And it is batul mitzad kavod HaTorah. So why does the Marashah? The Marashah we saw said not like that. The Marashah said, we don't say the din is the yachas is miskalkel. We said, sof kol sof, the dayan has to sit. And therefore, we can't say the dayan's going to stand. Because the dayan has his separate chiyuv. It's a separate chiyuv for the dayan to sit. And we don't say that there's a kilkul le'yachas. According to our mahalach, we're makalkul le'yachas, we mess up the relationship. In other words, it does apply to the dying, according to what we're saying, that the essay of Kabbat HaTorah does apply to the dying. Because the second we say that the Talmud Chacham can sit, then the dying can stand. We don't need the dying sitting anymore. So the essay of Kabbat HaTorah does apply to the dying. Because there's an interactive relationship here. And once we say that the Baal Din can sit, then it doesn't matter what the dying does. And so it's taka mevatel the mitzvah of the medayin sitting, the Kabbat HaTorah. And yet the Marashah here is saying, no, it's not. You can't have the dayan stand because the Kabbat HaTorah, it's only Kabbat HaTorah only applies to the Baal Din, to the Talmud Chacham, but not to the dayan. The dayan has to remain sitting because the dayan has his own separate din. Therefore, you can't have the dayan stand because the Kabbat HaTorah can't apply to the dayan, only to the Baal Din. But our Mahalach is saying not like that. According to everything we've been saying in all these shiurim, most of the shiurim, probably from the second one already, and no, it does apply. It applies. It's an interactive relationship, and therefore the Kabbat HaTorah of the Baal Din does apply to the dayan. If the Baal Din is sitting, then the dayan doesn't have to sit anymore. Because the essay of Kabbat HaTorah does apply to the dying. Mitzad Kabbat HaTorah or Mevatel the din of the dying. See, here also, Mitzad Kabbat HaTorah, we can be Mevatel the din of the dying and have the dying stand. So The Maharshal is learning not like that. So you see that the Maharshal holds that they're two separate inyanim, the Baal Din and the Dayan. So that was in the first Teretz of Tosfos, of the Maharshal. And you also see this in the second. That they're separate dinim over here. There's a separate din on each gavra. And therefore you can't have them both sitting, because the sitting only applies to the Talmud Chacham, not to the other guy, even though Lefit Vareinu, once you're Makakal Liyachas, you're Makakal Liyachas, the other guy doesn't have to sit. So the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says otherwise is not a kasha. Shulchan Aruch is a different mahalach. We're asking in Tosfos. So that is the two kashas that we're going to leave hanging. And Bezrat Hashem, אנחנו בשיעור הבא נראה את התשובות של הפרי יצחוק, בעזרת השם, ושל החידוש הערים. And then with that, we will go explain Tosfos. So please stay tuned. And בעזרת השם, נראה המשך נפלאות מתורת השם. שלום שלום, אהוביי, ידידיי, מוריי ורבותיי.